Okay. In a moment, Steve's going to come and speak to us, which we're really excited about. I want to read Psalm 9 to you, which he's going to speak from. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. My enemies turn back. They stumble and perish before you. For you have upheld my right and my cause, sitting enthroned as the righteous judge. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You've blotted out their name forever and ever. Endless ruin has overtaken my enemies. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the people with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing the praises of the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cries of the afflicted. Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare your praises in the gates of daughter Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net they have hidden. The Lord is known by his acts of justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked go down to the realm of the dead, all the nations that forget God. But God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. Arise, Lord, do not let mortals triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, Lord. Let the nations know that they are only mortal.
Great. So if I could invite Steve to come up. Let's give him a round of applause, shall we? So this is Steve. Now, I was trying to work out. I reckon, mate, you've been a Christian, what, a year and a bit? A year and a bit, and he reckons he's still a better fisherman than me. We'll see. But we're fishing mates. That's how we know each other. It's just gonna to kind of like, oh, not quite forewarn us, but to prepare our hearts. What Steve is going to share is real. Those words that have just been read for Steve are not just nice words. This is what life has been about. And that's where he's coming from. So let me just pray for us. Lord, at the start, Holy Spirit, we invited you here. We invited you to come. We ask you again, Holy Spirit, come. Come and draw close to each one of us. Lord, speak to us as Steve speaks. And these words that we've just read, we pray, Lord, would not just be nice words, but words of real life and depth and reality, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. If you read Psalm 9, I've made a few notes on Psalm 9, verses 1 to 12. But in the past, he has seen God's wonders, verse 1. And what? To proclaim what God has done, verse 11. With God, injustice is right, verse 4. And those people oppressed find safety in verse 9. David has seen how God has destroyed the wicked in the past, and he is confident that God will do this again. Because verse 7, God reigns forever. God was on the throne when David wrote these psalms, and God is still on the throne now. Nothing has changed. So God will judge and will be governed. One day he will put us all things right. Verse 13 to 20, the verse is like a prayer. Suddenly we realize that David is in a plight under the threat from his enemies and feeling close to the gates of death. He cries out to be rescued by God, for God to step in and punish his enemies. He remembers that God is known by his acts of justice, and that God will never forget the needy. And David finishes in the counterpart of the wonders of God as he speaks of in verse 1. The terror he will equal and surely do in the future, verse 20, when all will be seen and what they are really are. So today, applying the psalm today can be taken in many different forms, and how people react, the different words, different wordings. But one of the main things I find is, in David's time, his enemies were people, nations around him intent on destroying his country. Today, our enemies are not people, even if sometimes we are persecuted. God loves everyone, and we need to see this psalm through to the lens of Jesus. We are called to forgive and love like he does. The next part of this is, but we do have enemies, the devil, intent on destroying us and spreading injustice and pain. Now, anyone who knows Rich, he loves out giving leaflets and books. Now, we've probably all had one, the first step book. Put your hand up, who's had one? Come on, there's more of you. Now, we're going to see who's read the book.
Little test, can I stand up and look?
If you answer right, you can have a lolly, which are over there. So, the devil uses D-bombs against us. Now, what are these D-bombs? What words are these? And you stop cheating, you've got the answers. So, can anyone think of what a D-bomb will be? Come on. Go on, Kate, love. Thank you. Any more? Well done. Any more?
Confusion.
But that's... Yeah? You got to begin with the letter D. Yeah. A, B, C, D.
D.
Doubt, yes. Come on, you two. You've been on Alpha course with me. Come on. Come on. Do you go to university? D, you know, comes before E. There you go. Also, there's disappointment, disillusionment, distress, discouragement, and the ultimate is death. The psalm speaks in confident terms. God, can we be relied upon to rescue us, to act against injustice and never forget the needy? Kate has already spoken about the needy with flourishing families. We all help people out. We help each other out. One day Jesus will return as the conquering king. He will judge the living and the dead. He will show everything for what it really is. He will bring true justice and he will put everything right. For now, we can rely on God to be a refuge for the oppressed and a stronghold in times of trouble. We can also look forward with certain to the day when everything is put right and our enemy, the devil, is finally judged and God finally blots out that name forever and ever. I'm getting technical now, I'm using my little iPad. To me personally, this psalm has meant a lot to me over the last few weeks. Psalm 9 to me is a victory over evil. In my mind, it relates to things what have happened, what is wrong, but not of my doing. God always comes through, it may be not straight away, but over a period. And wow, when it does come through, wow, you get a right lifting, you feel enlightenment, it just uplifts you. One of the main things for me was, of course, finding CCL. And a good Fisher friend as well, like, you know. And a new family, which I class everyone here as family, because it is a family. We are family, and we are like family. Psalm 9, it also means to me, the Psalm 9, not to be afraid. God loves us. Jesus loves us. Because evil doesn't win. True love wins. And happiness is always available from them. I think at some point everyone can relate to that. There's been parts of our lives where we needed that reassurance. We need that. And recently I have found that. Even if you're feeling low, you're feeling down, grab your Bible. Just read a few pages. Make a phone call. There's always someone there for you. The main thing we have to remember is that we are children of God. And anyone who has children, you love your children. Even if they're in the backside, you love them. Yeah, and that means you over there. What a difference praying with people and friends, sitting in silence with people and listen. Advice helps. The one thing, you are loved. God and Jesus love you. The main thing to me, Sam, means God, Jesus loves us and will protect us from evil. As a former member of a boys' brigade for over 16 years, our motto was sure and steadfast. And in my eyes, Jesus and God are our rock. And they're our steadfast. They're what pulls us and draws us in together. Over the last few weeks, I've really needed that. Just to give you an insight, on the 4th of August, my best friend, my best mate, my work colleague, died in my arms at work. Yes, it was an emotional time, and still is. Yes, I prayed, and I prayed. And I felt like I was praying, but getting no response. His family asked me to do a reading at his funeral, which I chose a psalm. I wrote David, my best friend, a letter from me and my family. In that letter, I put a psalm in it. And when we say, God, sometimes you don't think he listens to us. Wow. Last Sunday, I was proven wrong. Miriam read out Psalm 23, and that was the psalm what I wrote and read on Monday at his funeral. To me, that proves a point. You may not physically see it, you may not physically feel it, but when you do need him, he is there. And it's helped me through a difficult time and a hard time. But reading through this, Psalm 9 draws it all together because it's good over evil. So that's what it means to me, does this psalm. And I think just reading it again and again for myself has helped me out a lot. And it does apply today. There's certain words in it, there's certain things what draw us in. And that's the main thing, is you've got to think of when you're low, when you're down, good is always there. And that's what Psalm 9 is, the good.
I had a little sort of like preview of what Steve was going to say, and that story he shared about Dave, his best friend. It's real. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never, never forsaken those who seek you. He does not ignore the cries of the afflicted.